time for the Archers.
There now, Brenda. Pat's only just dropped off Tubby. He missed the bus too.
Morning, Bessie.
Brenda.
Go on then, love. You run in. Oh, never thought we'd make it.
She doesn't seem that keen to go in.
Go on, Brenda. Go on. Oh, dear.
Bessie, is something the matter?
She didn't want to come to school this morning.
Tommy doesn't want to come to school any morning, but I thought Brenda loved it.
Well, she does as a rule, but she's been a bit upset.
Is it Mike?
Has Eddie Grundy told you?
Was he supposed to tell me something?
I thought it would be right round Ambridge by now.
Oh, I've not heard anything.
Oh, that's a relief.
Bessie, if there's anything I can do...
Well, one thing's for sure, I can't.
You've got to get Mike some professional help.
I've known that for weeks. But with what happened on Friday... Look, can I trust you, Pat?
Of course you can.
Mike tried to set fire to Jim Ascot's barn.
What?
I don't know what would have happened if Eddie hadn't been there.
Betty, Mike's got to see somebody.
Yeah, and it was my fault.
How could it be your fault?
I told Mike I'd had enough. I told him to pull himself together and do something.
You didn't mean arson attacks.
Well, he didn't actually set fire to anything.
I thought he...
No, that's what he said he was going to do.
And the kids know?
Oh, he made sure of that. He went on and on to them about I told him to do something and then Eddie and I stopped him doing it. Perhaps if I'd been a bit more gentle with him.
Betty, Mike's ill.
Oh, if only I'd just kept quiet.
It's not your fault.
Well, if Mike's ill, it's not his fault either, is it?
He's got to talk to a doctor or somebody.
He's not said a thing to any of us since yesterday morning. He's just laying in bed staring into space. I didn't even bother to get him up to do the milk round this morning. And that's why Brenda wouldn't come to school. She told me I ought to stay at home with him. And when I explained to her that I'd got the milk round at the shop and helping out at the Bull, she decided she would.
Oh, no.
And she made me put every box of matches in the house in my handbag. Look, if anyone comes up and asks me for a light, it's going to be his lucky day.
I don't think that's what they're after, actually.
Oh, well, I don't suppose anybody'll ask me. I gave myself a fright when I looked in the mirror this morning.
How's Roy coping with it?
Well, just pretends Mike's a waste of space. Oh, Pat, you don't want to stand here listening to me moaning on. I used to think Mike's moaning got me down, but I'd rather have him moaning than silent.
I wouldn't mind Tony keeping quiet about Underwoods and the ice cream.
Oh, I thought your Christmas pudding bombs were going a bomb.
Oh, they're not going badly, but we're not making as much on them as we would have done if we'd taken the exclusive contract. Tony keeps on reminding me what we could have bought the kids for Christmas.
Well, the only preparations I've made so far for Christmas is ordering a turkey from Grange Farm, a couple of boxes of crackers I bought in the January sales, and a bag of mistletoe that David Archer dropped off. Martha was going to mind the shop this afternoon so I could go Christmas shopping, but...
Why don't you?
Well, I daren't leave Roy and Brenda alone with Mike. You've got troubles of your own.
I'm just grumbling because I'm always grumbling about Tony. Why don't I have Roy and Brenda after school?
Would you mind?
I can help my lot decorate the house.
Oh, thanks. I'd really appreciate it. Look, I don't mind Mike ruining his Christmas and I can cope with him ruining mine, but I'm not going to let him spoil the children's.
Okay, you can take it off again now.
Ouch! Ouch! What's up with you? You have to sew it on the other way, love.
I've taken all the hooks and eyes off of that costume and put Velcro on, and that's it.
These little hook things are catching all on the hairs of my chest.
Well, they won't do if you match the two strips up proper.
Clary, love, I'm going to be doing my quick change in the dark in a moving van.
We shouldn't be messing about with these costumes in the first place.
It'd be better than a prison uniform.
Tell you what, Dad. Why don't you apply for compensation?
Compensation?
I think he means legal aid, Joe.
Oh, what I'm saying, Clary, love. I don't mix me words like some people.
I'll alert me partner Thursday.
Yeah, which Thursday?
Give me your boots, Eddie.
What for?
Come on, I thought you wanted me to work out how you could get them on and off quicker.
Well, there's some farmers, Rick. There's the same stuff in sheep dip as in chemical weapons.
It's making them ill, is it?
Only when they don't dip the sheep proper.
What are the symptoms, then?
Joe, Just don't you dare go having any symptoms this week.
Worth looking into, though, Dad.
Yes, anything like Mike Tucker's compensation, I'll have served me 10 years.
If it hadn't been for me, Mike would have ended up in prison for more
than... Eddie!
He's got me to thank for the fact they didn't come and take him away in a straitjacket.
I thought you was going to keep quiet about that.
You always knew Mike Tucker would go off the rails.
He ain't gone off the rails. He's depressed.
Well, he ain't the only one. If I'd found him, I'd have joined him.
That's a terrible thing to say.
What?
What's happened to Mike? Ain't Mike's fault?
Oh, it's my fault about the dip, is it?
Look, don't go spreading it around. Do you hear me? His jacket's too tight, Clary, love.
It might go in my favour if people round here knew what you'd done.
Well, it won't go in Mike's.
Well, he wants to speak to me now they know I got a jail sentence hanging over me head.
Eddie, I can't do nothing with these boots.
Well, you got to, Clary, love. It's my quickest change. I never get all those laces done up and undone in the time. Look, can't you sew elastic on them?
Well, how?
You'll never get away with being in both pantos.
I will if everybody keeps their mouth
well,
shut.
They won't be able to resist shopping a Grundy.
But what'll happen if they do?
Either Linda Snell or Barrett will sack you.
Yeah, that's why no one will say. If I'm kicked out of their panto, they haven't got one, have they? And all that rehearsing will have gone down the tubes.
It's taken me ages learning me lines.
See what I mean?
Linda Snell's going to know if you go on wearing the wrong boots.
All right, then. I'll wear something I can get me feet in and out of.
What?
Me willies.
Eddie, you can't.
Why not? Do you get a tin of that gold spray?
Oh, no.
And stick on a few fruit gums to be jewels. Like they did with the nativity play at school.
When he was in that nativity play, he picked all the jewels off and ate up.
Well, you know how to do them, Eddie, you do them. I'm too busy getting ready for Christmas. Wondered who it was.
Didn't you recognise me in my woolly hat and scarf?
Well, the artist
Lucy visited me a couple of years ago.
Didn't know she could knit.
Well, to tell the truth, I think Kathy did most of it. And it keeps the cold out.
Has Lucy said which day she'll be home?
The friend she's been staying with is going to drop her off in Birmingham tomorrow. I've got strict instructions not to buy a Christmas tree until she gets here.
Well, I haven't even thought about a tree.
You've had other things on your mind.
Well, at least I got the kids' presents.
Yeah, hang on a minute, mate. Let's see.
Oh, I think I've still got something left in my purse.
There you are.
Happy Christmas.
And to you. Are you worried you might run out of matches over Christmas?
Oh, well, my handbag seemed the safest place to hide them.
I thought Roy and Brenda was beyond playing with the matches stage.
Yeah, but Mike isn't.
Yes.
Eddie found him with a can of petrol threatening to set fire to Jim's barn. And only said, please don't tell anyone. Eddie was really good. He managed to calm Mike down. He was really patient with him.
You've been patient with him.
Well, I'm just stopping myself shouting at him now.
Shouting at him is not going to do any good.
And I know it'll make me feel terrible.
Would you like me to have a word with him, Betty?
Well, I don't know what good it'll do.
Sooner or later, he might just realise that people do care about him.
And remember, Joe, you need to speak up or I won't be able to hear you about the sound of the rain.
Your friend Wishy-Washy is working for me now, laddie. He can see there's money to be made for selling out.
Selling off!
What?
Selling off these old stone walls.
We're selling off these old stone walls.
But you're ruining the countryside.
We haven't any stone walls to sell off.
That was Aladdin's line.
Where's Aladdin going to be sitting in the audience?
I'm just reading the part in until Debbie Aldridge gets here.
Well, I've got a garden centre from Sunningdale on the phone.
Eddie, you haven't had your cue yet.
So I'll come in after 5 minutes and 10 seconds.
What if you haven't had your cue?
Probably couldn't hear it with all this rain. What do you think of any joke?
What joke?
The garden centre beating Sunningdale.
I think the audience will find it much funnier if you say Penny Hassett.
There isn't a garden centre in Penny Hassett.
Neither is there a phosphate-free Chinese laundry in Anbridge. Now, Joe, if you just go to the top again.
Your friend Wishy.
And again, and do try and speak up like I told you.
I can't do all this shit. It would be farmer's luck.
Oh, all right. Then, Eddie, we'll just cut to your entrance. Your cue is a fortune lying in the field.
I thought that was my line. Was that my cue? I didn't say it.
Eddie, why are you wearing your Wellingtons?
Don't worry, I'm going to spray them gold.
Pardon?
I said I was going to spray them.
Oh, this is hopeless. We'll wait.
Wait what?
We'll finish the rest of the rehearsal when Debbie arrives.
You'll all be off then till she gets here.
No, I need a hand with this mistletoe.
I'll kiss you under it, but I ain't got no berries.
That's why I want it taken down and replaced with this mistletoe Pat brought over.
I wouldn't take it down.
Dad's right, sir. Just put both of us up to get
there. I want it taken down so I can use it as evidence.
Evidence of what?
I'm going to tell David Archer exactly what I think of his mistletoe.
Shouldn't do that.
Why not?
Yeah, it's seasoned a good will, isn't it?
Yeah, Dad's right.
Well, David Archer is just going to have to explain to me about his goodwill, isn't he?
Come on, Mike. Open this door. There's a good chap. It's me, Sid. You're not going to get anywhere like this, you know. Are you? Look, I know what it's like. It's not easy for chaps like us to talk about our feelings, but I felt a lot better once I started talking about how Kathy made me feel. You're a lucky man, Mike. Has anyone ever told you that? Two lovely kids and a wife with a heart of gold.
Pat's got the children making fudge. Yeah. She'll hang on to them till I pick them up. Mike, love. Mike? This cup of tea's gone cold now. Shall I make you another? Mike, is there somebody you think could help you? Now, I don't mean me. I mean a doctor or somebody. And I don't mean Matthew Thorogood. Oh. Oh, do you want me to have to sleep on the landing, Mike? Look, if it's something I've done.
Oh, there's no point in upsetting yourself like this, Betty.
Oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. How can the kids have Christmas here with their dad like this?
Can I make a suggestion?
Yeah.
You can tell me probably that it's not a very original idea.
Oh, Sid, I'm at my wit's end.
Well, there's always room at the inn.
Oh, look, this booklet of carols has lost so many pages. It starts with While Shepherds Watched and ends with three...
I'm throwing away all the ones that haven't got their front and back page.
Why would anybody want to steal Once in Royal David City?
Well, if you hear anyone singing numbers 19 to 26, they're guilty. It came upon a midnight clear, this glorious song of old.
We're completely off key. Oh, you know, it's going to seem funny Dad not playing for the services next week.
I think he's going to find it difficult not being able to do the things he's used to doing.
Do you think he'll be able to manage the steps up to the church?
I was thinking about that when we came in. But if you have David and Kenton on either side, and I carry his sticks for him...
Perhaps we could borrow the litter Linda Snell had for the fete.
I can't somehow see your father submitting to that.
Well, if Bert's panto makes enough, perhaps this time next year we'll have the ramp. It seems strange that in all the years this church has been standing, no one's ever thought to build a ramp up to it before.
I think a lot of people probably thought about it.
But nobody did anything.
You know what they say, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Sheila, It's very kind of you and Mark to invite us for Christmas.
Oh, we'd love to have you. You have more than enough on your plate looking after Dad.
It's just that Ruth and David have invited us as well.
Oh, can you get turkey-flavoured pizza?
The thing is, the bungalows are all on one level.
Which would be easier for Dad.
You do understand.
Yeah.
I'm sure they'll invite you and Mark as well.
Oh, Mark's parents are very keen for us to go there.
Is that what he wants?
Well, I can't see Bunty inviting Kenton for Christmas.
I know you wanted to have Christmas at home.
Should have been our first Christmas as a family.
Oh, Shula.
Christmas is all about babies.
I know.
I know you probably think I'm being oversensitive.
No, I don't.
Every time I open a Christmas card that's got a Madonna and child on it, I just think, oh, I know it's silly.
Is that why you asked Robin if you could swap readings?
Yeah, I just wasn't sure I could get through the enunciation. Robin was very good about it.
I'm sure he understood.
Yeah, it was funny, but he did. He didn't say any of those things people say about how it's nicer not to have broken nights.
Oh, sure, if it means a lot to you.
It's going to save me an awful lot of time.
You could easily...
No, you go to the bungalow.
What are you and Mark going to do?
I'm going to ask Robin if he still needs someone to help with the service.
I do think he might be trying to do a bit much, having a Christmas service and a St. Stephen's Day service.
No, I think it's a good idea. I felt a bit guilty saying that with the turkey and everything, I'd only have time to prepare a reading.
You don't think you're going to find it too difficult?
If Christmas is about anything, Mum, it's about hope, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I pick Dad up from the hospital at 12, is there any chance of lunch at Brookfield?
Oh, Jill, something smells good in here. Can I lick one?
Be careful, they're still very hot.
Oh, oh, it's me first mince pie of the season.
I wanted to do filletrique or sponge for pudding, but the shop wasn't open, so I couldn't get any suet.
It wasn't open when I went down on Friday.
I know Betty's got a lot on her plate.
If people don't know whether the shop's going to be open or not, they'll stop using it.
I know. Peggy was in a real flap about wanting stamps for her Christmas cards.
Can I have another mince pie?
Then no more.
I wish I could make pastry like this.
Would you like me to teach you?
Do you think you can turn me into a gourmet cook in time for Christmas?
If there's anything I can do to help...
Oh, I was talking to my mum on the phone about it last night. She says the secret is to do as much of it in advance as you can.
Yeah.
She was telling me horror stories of the first Christmas dinner she cooked. The turkey was too big to go into the oven.
Oh, dear. The first Christmas lunch I cooked for Dan and Doris, I was in such a fluster, I forgot to steep the onions and cloves for the bread sauce.
The back of the packet I've got just tells you to add water. Oh, you're just in time for a homemade mince pie, David.
Would you mind shutting the door?
Oh, I'm only going to be a minute.
What are you looking for?
I'll shut it.
I'm going straight out again.
David, if you tell me what you're looking for...
I'm looking for a bin liner.
You took them all for the mistletoe last week.
Don't mention the word mistletoe.
Why?
Linda Snell has just had the cheek to phone up and complain about the mistletoe I took her.
It's the best we've had for years.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not good enough for Linda Snell, though.
So what are you going to do?
I'm going to take her the best of what we've got left, and then she's going to have to lump it.
Bert, would you like a mince pie?
Oh, thanks very much, Missy. I think you better phone the vet, Ruth.
Why?
Well, that cow with a bad foot can hardly walk.
It's all right. I've got me eye on it. She's had a jab.
I think it needs a vet.
I'll come and have a look at it.
Well, if Bert says it needs the vet...
You can't be too careful with the bus, do you?
It'll settle down.
Not if I know anything about it.
David, why don't you go and have a look?
Well, if Bert thinks...
I thought the herd was my responsibility.
I just thought we
before
might...
Before I start throwing money away on vets, why don't I just go and have a look?
It begins, I'll rub this lamp.
I'll rub this lamp until it glisters, though the dirt involved will give me blisters.
I'm proud of that rhyme. I was going to have until it glistens, but I couldn't think of anything to rhyme with glistens.
Oh, come on, old girl. You could have listens, christens.
But it's got to make sense as well, you see.
Try giving her a shove, will you, Bert?
Go on, girl. Oh, go on, it will give me blisters.
I want to see it shining brightly, so I'll polish it. Oh, come on. I know you don't like going in the...
So I'll polish it?
Bert, I find it really hard to imagine I'm Aladdin when I'm trying to get a cow in and a cattle crush.
Oh, I thought you wanted to be her.
Not now.
Well, I think I'll find if you really put your heart into
it. I will put my heart into it, but not just now. Come on, old girl.
A lot less trouble if you notice the milking.
I know, I should have kept my eye on it. But I had a lot on me mind.
Oh, woman, you're right. Shouldn't have that much on her mind.
She does if she just realised what she's let herself in for, cooking Christmas dinner for her mother-in-law.
Oh, you remember the first time my freezer cooked for me mum and dad?
Don't tell me. Something went wrong.
Have I told you this before?
I don't think I want to hear it now.
Well, it's a good story, this. She never switched the electric on, see? Came to take the turkey out, and the oven was so cold. We didn't sit down to eat her dinner till half past 5.
That's it, girl.
That looks undoing. Right, shall we go on? I want to see it shining brightly, so I'll polish it with this old nighty. Rub-a-dub, rub-a-dub.
But I don't think there's time to rehearse now. I think that's Shula and Phil.
Oh, good. Here they are. Welcome home, Phil.
What's the matter with that cow?
Now, Phil.
Hello, boss. Shula.
I knew you were keeping something from me.
Honestly, Dad, I didn't know. Careful how you get out, Phil.
Oh, this hip's a lot less painful than it used to be. Pass me my sticks, Shula.
Right, there you are.
Now, let's have a look at that cow.
Oh, Dad, you don't want to stay out here in the yard getting cold.
Shula's quite right.
Just because they kept that hospital overheated. But this cow's got foul in the foot.
It's my fault, Phil.
Did you notice it before?
I gave her a jab a couple of days ago. I thought it would sort itself out.
Why did you ask David or Bert to look at it?
I just wasn't thinking.
She's had a lot on her plate while you've been gone, boss.
Robin's on his way.
He He's only marginally cheaper than my surgeon.
Here's David.
Welcome home, Dad.
Oh, hello, David. How are you?
Don't ask.
Well, now what's happened?
You can talk all about this after lunch.
No, it's not the farm, Dad. It's Linda Snell.
You know her panto don't even rhyme.
Don't tell me. She's decided to keep her old mistletoe. What was wrong with her mistletoe?
Oh, I don't know what that woman would do if she didn't have something to complain about.
She was complaining to me about mistletoe that came from the Grundys. The Grundys are going to go in for a life of crime. You'd think they'd have the nous not to leave an envelope with their name and address on it in the bottom of the bin liner.
Well, I think I'll be going for my dinner if you don't mind.
Of course not. We're going to have ours as soon as I can persuade my husband to come in.
I'll see you later.
Yeah, just wait till I see Eddie Grundy.
David, it's Christmas.
Not till next week, is not.
Oh. Phil, is something the matter?
Shula, where did you put that fruit basket?
Oh, it's in the boot.
Oh, could you get it for me, please?
Yeah, okay. I've made you mince pies for pudding.
Oh, I thought Shula said we were having treacle pudding.
The shop wasn't open this morning. I couldn't get any suet.
Is Betty ill?
David, shall we go and have our lunch?
Yeah, I'm going to go and get straight on the phone to Eddie Grundy. I'll see you later, Dad.
Yes, I'll see you later.
Here you are, Dad. Four wrinkly apples and a dead banana.
Well, Frieda won't turn her nose up at them.
Oh, no, Phil, you're not going to go and feed that pig.
I don't suppose anybody's thought to give her an apple since I've been away.
Would you like an arm?
No, I'm fine with these sticks, thank you.
I didn't think it would take him long to get into the swing of things. I only hope he's not going to think he can start interfering with everything. Poor Ruth. I'd just been telling Dad how well everything was going. Look at him. Leaning over the pen, making sheep's eyes at that pig.
And you, Eddie Grundy, are about the most useless human being on the face of the earth. And nothing you do or say will make me think differently. And I don't want to speak to you again, either!
Well, that's telling him.
Serves him right.
What do you think about roast goose stuffed with Armagnac-soaked prunes?
For lunch?
For Christmas, you fool.
No, we always have turkey for Christmas.
How are we going to get the turkey if you're not speaking to the Grundys?
Don't be silly, there's plenty of places to buy turkeys.
Or saddle of venison with chestnuts and forcemeat.
No, if Eddie's not getting my money, Brian's certainly not.
Our money?
No.
Or rat of lamb with spiced apricots.
What is that book?
It's the recipe book my Auntie Sylvie gave us as a wedding present.
So why have I been living on baked beans and pizza?
Because you've never taken this book off the shelf. No, I've forgotten the toasted cheese!
Now you can see why I insisted on a smoke alarm.
Oh, that's not fair!
I don't know how you think you're going to cook a Christmas dinner when you can't even manage a piece of toasted cheese.
You could have done it.
I was talking to Eddie Grundy.
And I was trying to find something nice to cook for your family on Christmas Day.
Look, I'll tell you what we have for Christmas Day. We have roast turkey, bacon, sausages, Brussels sprouts, frozen peas because Elizabeth won't eat Brussels sprouts.
Is Elizabeth coming too?
Well, isn't she?
Did you invite her?
I thought you were going to.
I invited your mum and dad.
And what did you think Kent and Elizabeth are going to do?
You didn't say you wanted to invite them.
Of course I want to invite them, and Shula and Mark.
I didn't realise.
There's only eight of us. Proper family Christmas.
I thought if we asked them to come about 4 o'clock...
What?
Then we can have a drink and eat about six.
Why can't we eat at two like we always do?
Because you'll be doing the farm work all morning.
No, I'll finish long before 2 o'clock. Anyway, what about the evening milking?
If we have the meal later, I could give you a hand.
Can't have the meal later.
Why not?
We never do, that's why.
Right, David Archer. Since you seem to know all about what your family wants to eat and when, why don't you do the cooking while I run the farm?
What about this tree?
Oh, we can't have that one, Dad. It's all lopsided.
Huh? Well, if we had these branches by the wall...
This is a nice one. It's too straggly at the top.
We could cut that bit off.
They have the angel looking as if she's impaled on a stump.
I think this is the best one we've seen.
Oh, come on, Lucy. You've got to make up your mind sometime. It's not good to have to stand around in this cold.
Let's go back and look at that other one.
Hey, which one?
It was, there are thousands here. I'll recognise it when I see it.
Look, I tell you what, why don't we just buy a fake one?
What?
Be a lot more sensible.
Dad, you are joking.
Yes, of course I'm joking, but I won't be for much longer if I get any colder.
All right. We'll go and tell them we'll have this one.
Yeah, right. Now, look, if we all go, we might never find it again. So you two stay here, and I'll go and find the man with the axe.
Your dad's really pleased you're home.
Did he mind when I said I wanted to go to my friend's birthday party?
I just couldn't understand why it lasted 6 days.
You know how it is.
Yeah.
I'm having a brilliant time, Debs.
The work or the social life?
All of it. Everything. Thanks for your advice.
What advice?
About Fesh's week and not letting them get the better of you.
When was this?
When I ran away.
What exactly did I say?
I can't remember word for word, because Dad didn't tell me word for word.
Oh, no, that would have been difficult.
But it made me determined to show you I was going to stick it out.
And it was worth it?
Well, you ought to come over for the weekend sometime. There's some great nightlife. I could introduce you to loads of people and tell them it's all your fault I'm still there.
Look, David, I'll get Mike to ring you back.
I don't think he will.
Right. Bye. Oh, well, your dad might phone David if he knows it's work, Brenda.
When?
Christmas Day. Wants him to help out for a couple of hours.
Good. At least that means Dad won't be here.
I think I'm going to pretend I didn't hear that.
Do you want to have Christmas with someone who doesn't talk?
Well, it's a whole week yet.
Huh.
Yeah, what are you doing now?
I don't want my laces like this anymore.
Look, if you don't hurry up about it, you'll be going to school with bare feet.
We won't do anything at school today.
Brenda.
I'll just be mucking about because it's the end of term.
Look, you've got 1 minute. Ah, oh, Mike.
It's the zombie.
What was that?
Well, you do look a bit rough.
Surprised you could even be bothered to notice. What are you staring at?
Are you going to ring David Archer?
I asked her a question.
I don't think you were staring, were you, love?
I asked her a question.
I've got a name, you know.
Mike, I've got to get Brenda to school. We should have left 10 minutes ago.
You've been messing about.
Oh, Mike, just leave it, please.
Hey? I'll have a conversation with my own kids now.
Put your coat on, Brenda.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Get her out of my way.
Well, she's got to go to school. I said put your coat on, Brenda.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
You can't put your coat on when you're told.
Mike, leave her alone.
Get your arm down this armhole.
You're hurting.
Come on.
Stop it.
Oh.
Brenda, you go and get in the car.
Will you bring my bag?
Go on, yeah, go on, run away from me, eh?
Of course I'll bring it, love.
And you ain't even going to say goodbye, then?
Bye, Dad.
You don't deserve it, Mike. Do you know that?
I don't deserve anything. Never have.
Look, it can't go on like this.
You're going to just walk out the door, are you?
I've got to take Brenda to school. I've got to finish the milk round. I've got to open the shop.
Ah, then just go.
Well, I'll come back at lunchtime and we'll have a talk, okay? Is that what you want?
No.
Oh, well then, go back to bed. It's probably the safest place for you.
Okay, Dad. Are you ready to switch the tree lights on?
I hope they work.
One, two, three.
Brilliant!
Yeah. Oh, thank goodness.
Is this bent chair safe to stand on?
Well, you'd be better off with the steps from behind the bar.
Oh, don't worry, Dad, I'll get them.
Yeah. Now, tell Claire if she needs them, give me a shout.
Don't put anything on the tree till I get back.
As if we dare.
I know she thinks she's come back all very sophisticated, but she's still my little girl underneath. Mm.
She certainly seems to be having a great time.
Well, I'm glad she decided to stick it out.
She said she was given some very good advice.
Yes, well, Kathy said that what I had to do was remind her she wasn't a quitter.
That's funny.
Why?
Well, that was the advice she was thanking me for this morning.
Oh, dear. Oh, I'm sorry, Debbie. But I was desperate. And I knew if I told her it came from Kathy.
It ought to be Kathy that she thanks, then. You dropped me right in it this morning.
Then I'm very sorry.
You're going to have to tell her.
What, Lucy or Kathy?
Lucy. I felt a right idiot at the Christmas tree farm this morning when she was going on and on about what great advice I gave you to give her.
I don't think she'll think that...
I don't think wild horses could drag her away from Nottingham now.
I know she thinks Kathy's messed up her life, but I don't think Lucy had ever gone to university if I hadn't married Kathy. It's not what her mum and I expected for her.
What did you want her to do?
Well, I wanted her to grow up like Polly. And all that Polly wanted was to be happy.
Hmm. I wonder what my real dad wanted me to be.
Hmm. Well, at least he's still around for you to ask.
Well, I'm not sure you'd notice. I think the last time we saw each other, I still had braces on my teeth. You know, if we walked past each other in the street, I don't think we'd recognise each other now.
Ah, is Clary all right in there?
Well, there's David Archer staring into his pipe in one bar and Eddie Grundy staring into his in the other.
Sure. Why do I bother putting the heating on?
Everyone's saving up for Christmas.
It's all very well, but publicans need to buy presents too, you know.
Debbie, can you look in that box and see if you can see the angel for the top of the tree?
Okay.
Oh, it's all right, she's here.
I really ought to get a new one.
Oh, but we've had this one ever since I can remember. Debbie, can you just hold on to the ladder?
Mm-hmm.
My, that's a tree and a half.
Betty, do you think it's all right?
Why, what's supposed to be wrong with it?
Madam just couldn't make up her mind this morning which street to have.
Are we having a tray?
Oh, of course we are, sweetheart. Lucy, would you mind if Brenda gave you a bit of a hand then in case she doesn't feel like going to school this afternoon?
The more the merrier.
Come see what you can find in this box, Brenda.
Yeah.
Come on.
Wouldn't she go to school again?
Oh, I got her there this morning. When I went home at dinner time, she was back there making chips.
What?
Yeah, I know.
Wasn't Mike there?
Oh, yes, but it didn't seem to have occurred to him that you don't leave a child of 10 alone with a pan of boiling oil.
Look, Mum, this is just the same as the snowman we've got.
Good heavens, so it is.
Brenda, are your fingers small enough to thread this ribbon through here? Well, come on, then, have a go.
Have you, rung the school? To tell them where she is?
Yeah. The headmistress said they'd noticed. She seemed to be very preoccupied.
Oh, dear.
And it was my fault that Mike and I got into a row again. And I didn't mean to argue in front of Brenda, but Mike just kept on at me. Would you mind having her here for a bit while I go and try and have it out with him?
Like Lucy said, the more the merrier.
And Sid, you know what you said on Monday?
Have I changed my mind?
Well, if I can't get Mike to come to his senses...
You'll need a lot of fun for that.
I can blow much louder than Mike. Oh, it's a horrible noise. And I don't want to be tickled by this feather.
You're tickling me!
Do you know, that's the first time I've heard Brenda laugh at James. Perhaps if her dad knew what he would miss him.
Look, why don't you stay here now and help us with the treat?
No.
Oh, Brenda!
Just want to give Mike one more chance.
Well, whenever you want to come back.
Oh, thanks.
And, you know, if you need a bed, well, it's what I said on Monday.
I think, if you don't mind, I'm just going to creep out.
We'll take good care of her.
Oh, look, if you stand on tiptoe, Brenda, you can hang those icicles on that branch for me.
I can't wait.
Can we find a box for you to stand on?
Please.
Well, you come and help me find one, Brenda.
Lucy.
Oh, has Betty gone?
Things aren't going very well between her and Mike at the moment.
Is that why Brenda's been crying?
Yes.
Well, I know how she feels.
Lucy, you are enjoying university.
It's brilliant, you know that. Oh, I'm so glad Debbie told me.
It wasn't Debbie's advice.
About not quitting?
No. It was Kathy's.
Oh.
But it was the right advice.
Yes.
I just thought if I told you it came from Kathy...
Oh, it's a good thing I've got some Christmas cards left, isn't it?
Huh?
Well, it'd be a bit mean of me not to thank someone for the best 3 months of my life, even if that person was Kathy.
I couldn't stay here with Brenda in that state. It wasn't fair on her, Mike. It's not fair on either of them, not knowing how you're going to react from 1 minute to the next. They need to know where they are with you. Love, you listening?
No. Sitting here with my fingers in my ears.
Mike, we've got to talk about it.
Nothing to talk about.
So you're just going to stay locked in that room, are you?
Yeah.
And that's it, is it?
I'll only be accused of doing the wrong thing if I comes out.
Well, only because you're not thinking about what you do.
All Brenda was doing was making me dinner.
Love, she's only 10. You don't let a child of 10 use a chip pan.
She didn't get hurt.
But the point is, she might have done. Oh, think about it, Mike. What if she had done? How would you have felt?
Well, how do you think I'd feel?
Well, I'd say a lot worse than you feel now. Look, the school holidays start soon. I can't leave them here with you if you don't keep an eye on them. But don't you understand that? I mean, I know you don't have to watch them the way you do babies, but they still need someone to be here.
Not even good enough to do that.
Oh, I'm not saying that.
Yes, you are.
Why won't you let me in so we can discuss this face to face?
Just go away, Betty. Just go away.
Is that what you want, then? Do you really want me to go away? Look, you know that if I go, the kids will have to come too. What will happen to you if we go?
Who cares?
We do. We're the family. We care. Why do you think Brenda came home? She wanted to see you were okay.
Even after I shouted at her this morning.
Oh, she's your little girl. She loves you. Same as we loves you same as I do. You've got to let us help you.
Just leave me alone.
So that's what you really want. Is it? Mike? Right then, we'll go. You needn't bother about a thing. I'll do the milk round and find someone to have the kids. Sid said he'll put us up for as long as necessary. So if you want us, you'll find us at the Bull.
Sharon, do you want a lift?
Oh, thanks, Lucy. I'm going into Borchester.
Oh, that's great. Oh, if you could drop me at the traffic lights after the new roundabout.
It's the middle of the industrial estate.
I've got a job there in the canning factory.
I didn't know that.
You've not been here to know, have you? It's amazing how much things seem to have changed while I've been away. I couldn't believe it when I saw Brian Aldridge's lake. It always seemed the same to me. Rush, rush, rush to get Kylie up and dressed and fed. Then I have to take her over to whoever's looking after her. Then I have to run down for the bus.
What bus?
Oh, the factory has a bus that picks us up and brings us home.
That must help.
Not when the post's late.
Are you expecting something exciting?
Well, I thought with it being Christmas and that. I'm not saying I'm expecting a present or nothing, but I thought you might send a card.
Talking?
I sent him one, and a present.
What did you send him?
Some boxer shorts with Father Christmas on them. They do have Father Christmas in Denmark, don't they?
Well, they will have now.
I didn't like to put what they were on the customs form in case they wouldn't let them in.
What did you put?
Duster.
Why?
Well, there was this long queue at the post office. Not Ambridge, because I didn't want everybody knowing. And when I read where it said contents on the customs thing, it was the first thing I could think of.
Well, he's going to get a surprise when he opens it.
Do you think I should write and tell him to open it in private?
Oh, I think the damage is done.
I thought he'd think they were a bit of a laugh. When you touch the button on them, they play Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, no!
Oh, look, there's the postman. Now, can you stop?
He's not going to sort through the whole of the Christmas post just for you, Sharon.
He's nearly 3/4 of an hour late.
Look, if Torquil sent you a card, you'll be able to read it properly when you get home.
Not tonight. I've got to go up to Linda Snell's and do the hair for Laddin.
That's kind of you.
Well, I thought since I'd got to be there, because Kylie was there.
Well, what's she doing in it?
She carries the princess's tray. Oh, she's ever so good. She really concentrates. I think she could be on the telly.
Perhaps she'll be talent spotted by that celebrity of Mrs. Snell's.
Oh, I wouldn't want to push her or nothing, but if it's the kind of thing she likes doing, probably earn more than me anyhow.
Is the pay bad?
Well, it's better than I was getting at Bridge Farm, but compared to what the Arabic boys are getting...
Are they working at the same place?
Yeah.
Doing the same work?
That Paki solicitor that Mark Hebden's taken on says it's illegal.
I think it's also illegal to use words like Paki. Hasn't she got a name?
No, you know what foreign names is like.
Well, you didn't seem to have too much trouble with Torquil.
Well, anyway, she said I ought to bring a case for equal pay.
Yes, it's sex discrimination.
No, I can't be bothered with all that.
Why not? Would you rather grumble than do something about it?
I'm not going to give that woman a job just because no one else will. She just wants to get money out of the government.
What money?
The legal aid money she keeps talking about.
Legal aid doesn't pay well. I can tell you that from working at the shelter. No one would offer to take your sort of case on legal aid unless they thought they could win it.
Then what does she get out of it?
What about what you'd get out of it?
I don't even know there'll be a job there after Christmas. Only took it on so I could get some really nice toys for Kylie.
I'm going to do all my Christmas shopping this morning.
Oh, you're lucky you've only got a small family to buy for. By the time I've done my brothers and sisters...
Well, I've suddenly got 3 more presents to buy.
How come?
Betty and the children moving in for the holidays.
Matthew Thurgood's never chucked them out over Christmas.
No, Mike has.
What's Betty been doing?
Apparently Mike's having some sort of breakdown.
And they've moved in with you?
Yeah. Oh, Brenda and I had a great time yesterday decorating the tree. She wanted me to bring her into Borchester this morning, but I've got to go and see Kathy on my way home. I didn't think she'd want to come up to Grey Gables with me.
What do you want to see Kathy for?
I want to thank her for persuading me to stay on at university.
Hello,
Kathy.
Oh, just let me finish counting these tiles and I'll be with you. 20, 21, 22, 3, 4. I don't know where they get to.
I suppose people steal them.
Oh, whoopsie.
I didn't realise all this was happening.
Oh, what? They're in from a super splash.
I've been away.
Are you enjoying university?
Oh, it's great.
Excuse me a minute. Stefan! Could you just keep an eye on them?
I don't think he understands you.
Look, in case of trouble, we'll be in the bar.
Look, I didn't want to stop you working.
Oh, Stefan's about to qualify as a lifesaver. But I don't want to go too far away. Would you like a coffee?
I wouldn't mind.
Have you eaten?
Oh, you don't have to worry about me.
It's not you I'm worried about. It's Jean-Paul.
Why?
Oh, he spent hours planning a low-calorie, low-fat, low-salt Christmas menu for the health club.
Which no one fancies.
But I know you like tofu.
It's not really Christmassy.
I think that's the problem.
You don't think there's any chance of a cheese toastie?
Oh, yes, I can do one of those here.
I'll pay you.
Don't be daft, it's Christmas. White, brown?
Brown, please.
Cheddar okay? It's vegetarian.
Sounds great.
I thought you'd be living on toasted sandwiches at university.
Perhaps it's a withdrawal symptom.
You're missing it.
Well, I thought I'd get a line in the mornings.
And what happened?
Roy and Brenda couldn't work out how to use the shower.
Roy and Brenda took it.
Do you remember the trouble you had with it when you first moved in?
Oh, I never really mastered it. I always thought it was a darkly kept secret between you and your dad.
It's very simple. All you have to remember is...
Would you like mustard?
Yes, please.
Roy and Brenda staying at the ball?
Betty's there as well.
Oh. Your dad and Betty seem to be getting on very well.
I like Betty. Brenda's great.
Must be a bit like having a younger sister.
Boy's hard work. I think he'd rather be at Willow Farm with Mike.
Oh. Are they staying with you for long?
It'd be great if they stayed for Christmas.
More fun than you and your dad on your own.
Well, I've got Brenda a book on the environment. I'm going to help her with the project.
Are you thinking of becoming a teacher?
It's not the worst job in the world.
No, I know.
Kathy, I wanted to give you this.
What's that for?
To say thank you. For what you told Dad to tell me about sticking it out at university.
Oh, well, as long as I gave the right advice.
You can open it now if you like.
Would you mind if I kept it so I had something to open on Christmas Day?
It's up to you.
Well, you and Sid be coming to the Panto?
I've got tickets for Linda Snell's. But I think Dad and Betty are trying to come on Saturday.
Oh, well, now, how does that look?
Mouth-watering.
There you are, then. Ooh. Oh, it's hot. What's that for?
£1.75 for the sandwich and 70 for the coffee. You needn't worry about the change.
Oh, where is Mark?
Can't we reissue the tickets on the computer?
Only in an absolute emergency, according to Linda Snell.
She's the director.
It's her house.
Very nice.
Shula, you haven't seen Eddie Grundy anywhere, have you?
Why should I have seen him?
I'm supposed to be doing his hair and he's still not here.
Hello, Sharon.
Oh, hi.
Look, Usha, I'm just going to try and get through to Mark's parents.
Yeah, okay.
Is Mark late?
And he's got our tickets.
Well, he won't miss much if the star of the show's not here.
Do you know yet if they're going to keep you on at the factory after Christmas?
I wish I did know. You know how many jobs I applied for before I got this one?
More than 100?
Ah, don't be ridiculous.
Why is that a ridiculous number?
No one would apply for more than 100 jobs. I know people say they do, but it's only to make you feel sorry for them.
I did.
You applied for more than 100 jobs?
When I was trying to get my articles. In the end, I got my training with the GLC.
Who?
The Greater London Council. You'd be surprised how many firms wouldn't take me, Sharon.
If we were being paid a bit more, I'd be really keen to stay on.
And if there was still a problem with the pay?
Beggars can't be choosers, I suppose.
You could come and talk to me about it.
Well,
just to talk, nothing more.
Oh, Sharon, there you are. I've just dropped Eddie off.
Oh, right. Oh, excuse me. I'm looking forward to seeing your little girl.
Ah, she's the best thing in it. But then I suppose I'm biased. If I wanted to come and talk to you...
Look, why don't you just take my card? Then if you want to make an appointment, you can.
It'll have to be after work.
That's no problem.
Still no luck with Mark.
But at least I've persuaded Robert Snell to give us duplicate tickets.
Where are you sitting, Kathy?
I'm not. I'm here to rehearse with Eddie when he's not on stage.
I thought we were attending a dress rehearsal.
You are. It's just that Eddie and I are also in another pantomime.
Which is? Aladdin.
Only theirs is in the village hall.
Oh, yes, I remember.
The real problem is that one or other of the shows keeps losing Eddie.
Oh, look, I don't want Linda to see me and realise what's going on. I'll see you later.
Right. Is this part of the pantomime?
No, it's just that Eddie Grundy is determined to be in both. Isn't that a bit difficult?
I don't think it's a problem tonight and tomorrow, because they don't clash. But according to Caroline, Saturday's performances are going to need split-second timing, or Eddie won't be there to make his entrance.
Mark?
Oh, I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean to wake you.
And where have you been?
At my parents'.
Oh, till this time of night?
Obviously.
And you didn't even think to call?
By the time I remembered, I was worried you might be asleep.
Oh, I was waiting for you. What on earth were you doing?
Arguing.
Till 1 o'clock in the morning?
About Usha.
Oh?
More specifically, about the fact that she's Asian.
Oh, no.
I'll tell you all about it if you'll let me get into bed.
Oh, they weren't, really. Oh, your feet are freezing. Oh,
sorry.
No. No, don't move away now you're here.
Oh, that's better.
Were they really horrible?
Glad you couldn't hear them.
Have you been arguing all this time?
I tried every trick I know to convince them they were wrong. In the end, I just walked out.
That's not like you.
I told them we wouldn't be going there for Christmas.
Oh, Mark.
According to my parents, I'm a naive do-gooder. Not that they brought me up to be racist.
You're not naive. You went into it with your eyes wide open. Oh, I could go over there now and give your mother a piece of my mind.
Don't get out of this bed. Oh, I'm sorry about the pantomime.
Oh, I'm sorry I was cross with you when you came in.
How was it?
Caroline and Nelson were very good. I wish you could have seen little Guy. You know, I think Usha really enjoyed...
Don't think I want to talk about Usha anymore for one night. In fact, I don't think I want to talk at all.
And remember, if they're laughing, you wait until I've finished before you say your next line.
Pass me that mascara, Kathy.
Oh, yep. Here it is. Do you think they'll laugh, Bert?
Of course. You've just got to let them take their time. I've known pantomimes take 15 minutes longer because of the laughs.
What?
You just have to remember that you're there to please the audience.
I think I've got stage fright.
Oh, well, if it helps, so has Eddie.
Really?
Ah, he come to tell me he had to go out for a bit of a walk round.
No, I just hope he walks back.
No, I want to go and wish Mrs. Barford many happy returns of the day.
Is George really going to serenade her from the stage?
Oh, that reminds me. I forgot to tell Eddie he's got to wait for George to finish before he comes on in scene 5. If you see him, do you think you could pass a message on?
Yeah, of course.
Break a leg, as they say.
I should think it'll be Eddie who ends up with a broken leg, because I'll have broken it.
I think I'm more nervous about Eddie's cues than my own.
Well, take me mind off it by telling me how long after I put the roast potatoes on do I put the Brussels sprouts on.
Oh, didn't they teach you to do time plans when you did home economics at school?
Not for the Christmas dinner David wants me to cook.
Well, if I was you, I'd just work out what you think you can manage. It's much better to cook a simple meal well than a complicated one badly.
Come in.
Hi, Nathan.
Oh, my goodness, what's Sid doing here? Can he come in?
Oh, dear.
Come in, Sid.
Blimey, Ruth. Do you think your husband will mind if I say I didn't know you had the legs?
I don't think he knew till I put the tights on.
Hello, Kathy.
Oh, hello, Sid.
I just wanted to give you these flowers.
Oh, well, thank you. They're lovely.
Yes. Well, good luck. And good luck, Ruth.
Thanks.
Well,
Bye. That was nice of him. What does the card say? Oh, I'm sorry if you'd rather not. It just says with love from Sid, Betty and Lucy. Well, I don't think it would ever have occurred to David to send me flowers. Are you okay? Oh, I'm fine. You know what they say? The show must go on.
Just ask Marjorie if she could play the overture again.
You just convince the audience that they're going to spend the entire night listening to a nursery rhyme medley.
Lindy, the audience are getting really restless.
Just give our star guest another 5 minutes.
You've already given him 10.
Perhaps they stuck somewhere. They were signed on the nose about terrible traffic jam.
I'm sure a true professional would want the show to go on.
Carrie, haven't you got a seat?
Oh, no.
Robert, try and find Carrie a house seat.
What? No. I don't need one, honest.
I don't want the public back here disturbing my actors.
He ain't going to be here.
Pardon, Mr. Grundy.
This celebrity of yours, whoever he is.
I don't think we should start.
Perhaps if I just made a speech to explain.
Here, I should have made the entrance boy know.
Mrs. Snow says you've got to wait.
I can't wait.
I do think it might be an idea to start while the natives are still friendly.
You're quite right, Nelson.
Just 5 more minutes.
Dad, you see that rope over there?
Yeah? Well, do us all a favour and give it a tug.
Here, right, yeah?
You can't open the curtains until the front of house manager has given the all clear.
I'm giving you the all clear.
Look, I told you not to give it until our guest got here.
I thought I was the front of house manager.
Joe, close the curtain.
Aladdin.
Robert, get off the stage each way.
Aladdin, where is that good for nothing boy?
I can't get off this way.
Shall I tell you again, my darling, how I love you? Oh, yes, Aladdin, tell me, do it.
I love you like Jean-Paul loves his food. Oh, I hope you act like the French need.
I think you're a social climber.
If you want the normie credentials, you must ask Wishy-Washy here. But while we're waiting, why don't I...
Princess, do you doubt the love of this good boy?
Believe me, Princess, you fill my heart with joy.
You've got to help me.
Oh, Aladdin, who is your handsome friend?
I told you all I'd be here in the end.
Look, there is no more. This has gone on before.
Shush.
You've got to get everything to Linda Snow.
My woman, do you fancy more of this official out who has not money, looks or clout?
Why don't I sing you a little serenade while you sit here so quietly, beneath
your
shade?
You've got to help.
No, I want to watch this.
Little doll, we've been jiving all night long.
Oh, if I was Kathy, I'd fall for him.
What?
Well, if I was Princess Val Overdoor as well, I mean. Blimey, look at the time! Now, you've got to help me, Sid. If I don't get him off to Linda Snow's and then back here, there's going to be two Aladdins who never gets united with their princess.
Yes, of course you get a good view, Robert. These are the seats I was saving for John Peel.
Keep that, Ebenezer, and that!
You do seem to be enjoying it, Lindy.
Well, I just hope they understand its message.
I don't think they can really miss it.
Then why, Robert, is the rainforest disappearing at the rate it is? Oh, why do they start clapping every time Eddie Grundy comes on stage?
I think they like him.
He's supposed to be a rascal, unable to make up his mind where he stands.
I beg you, Widow Frankie, don't be coy. Just give me a job as your toy boy.
What?
Listen to me, darling, I'll tell you frankly, I am the man for Widow Frankie.
Robert, is it my imagination or is Eddie Grundy talking gibberish?
I think you've got the wrong dame.
What's Nelson talking about, the wrong dame?
Are you wearing gold Wellington?
Oh, I can't look.
Once married, we will get on fine, so brush my eager lips with thine.
Well, they wish you wash it, that's what you want.
You're not supposed to kiss me.
You ain't supposed to propose to him. You mean me, widow Twanky, woman in 1,000.
Hey, you still in the curtain?
Supposed to say that till the grateful natives come to thank him for saving the planet. Oh, really? Look at them all standing up. They can't wait to get out.
We're not leaving.
What?
It's a standing ovation. Look.
What?
Eddie's coming to fetch you to take you up on stage.
Oh, Eddie.
Excuse me, Linda. I've got a curtain call to catch.
Oh, just let me dry my eyes. I'll come up on stage with you.
I've got a room for you in the car when we're doing a quick change.
Change?
I got to the walk down at the village hall. I got to sit outside with the engine revving.
Oh,
You mean you knew about it all along?
I'm afraid so, Bert.
Well, I never...
Oh, it was pretty nerve-wracking, but I think it was worth it.
So you mean in that chase scene?
Yes, Ruth and I were as surprised as anybody to see Eddie hanging from the ceiling.
Well done, Cathy.
Oh, thanks.
No, never again, eh?
Oh, you're lucky you didn't get done for speeding.
Oh, weren't me driving, Eddie.
Oh, but I thought you would...
Windscreen wipers packed up on me. I had to persuade Sid to drive it.
I better say goodnight to my Frieda. I think I forgot her.
All right, Bert.
Good night. What you doing for Christmas, Cathy?
Oh, I think I'll just join in with the festivities at Grey Gables.
But with them disc jockeys from Radio 1?
Yeah, I expect so.
Bet you find yourself working.
Well done!
Oh, thanks.
Thanks, Sid.
I'm just glad the coppers went out looking for people speeding. I think it might have been hard to explain what Eddie was doing in a pair of Wellingtons, his long johns, a string vest and a turban.
Oh, well, see you tomorrow dinner time.
Yeah, I'd like to give Betty the time off if I could.
Yes, it's me.
I didn't know you were the one who held it all together.
Oh, exactly say that.
I would have liked to have seen Linda's face when she realised.
Apparently she thought Eddie was coming to get her to take her up on stage.
Oh, poor Linda.
Yes, it's horrible when you think something's going to happen and it doesn't.
Yes.
I heard Lucy came to see you.
Oh, yes. She brought me a present.
That's nice.
Yeah. I gather you've got a full house at the Bull for Christmas?
Pretty much so.
Good.
I wondered if I could give you a lift.
Oh, that's kind of you. I thought Betty was with you.
No, she decided to stop at home with the kids.
At home?
At the Bull. It's no trouble.
Oh, that's my lift now.
I see. Who is it?
Oh, I'm just a friend.
What, the friend you're going skiing with?
Yes.
Oh, well, I won't hold you up then.
Thanks for coming.
If you fancied coming down to the Bull for a drink over Christmas.
Oh, no, Sid, I won't. I've never much liked the idea of being away from my own fireside at Christmas.
It was your own fireside.
I know. But it's not now, is it, Sid? And I dare say Betty and the kids will keep it warm.
Archers was written by Louise Page and the agricultural story editor was Anthony Parkin. It was edited and directed in our Pebble Mill studios by Vanessa Whitburn. Now, attention all shipping, the Met Office issued the following gale warning to shipping at 1010 GMT today. Viking, north at Sierra, south at Sierra, gale force 8 veering southwesterly soon. 40s, Cromarty, 4th, southwesterly gale, force 8, increasing severe gale, force 9 soon. Fisher, German Bight, westerly gale, force 8, expected soon. Fastnet, Lundy, Irish Sea, severe gale, force 9, backing southwesterly soon. Fair Isle, Faroes, southeast Iceland, gale, force 8, veering southwesterly soon. And that's the end of the gale warning. Newsstand is in a minute, but first here's Roger Hearing with an update on today's The World This Weekend.
This lunchtime, Terry Waite will speak at length for the first time since his release from captivity in Beirut. In an interview with our religious affairs correspondent, Mike Waldridge, Mr. Waite will be explaining how he survived the long years of imprisonment. He'll also be answering allegations about his links with Colonel Oliver North and the American Central...